Welcome to the Hype Leadership Podcast. David and Lindsay Curry are dynamic entrepreneurs focused in high-performance leadership and coaching in sales and service. Through the Hype Leadership Podcast, David and Lindsay strive to serve in your journey towards a high-performance life. And now, here are your hosts, David and Lindsay Curry.
Welcome to Hype Leadership Podcast. My name is Lindsay Curry, and this is my co-host, David Curry. We are excited for this day's episode. This is going to be about attitude of gratitude. But before we jump in, we always see these call our episodes around quotes. And the quote today comes to you from Walt Disney, one of the happiest places in the world. The quote says, "The more you are in a state of gratitude, the more you will attract things to be grateful for." So today's call is going to be about how to practice some of those things and really unpack what gratitude can do for you in your life and in your business, and just how to continually move that forward throughout life. So David, this quote, share with me a little bit about that.
I'll tell you what, just gratitude in general, when we talked about what we wanted to speak about this week, I know that I needed this topic of discussion. So I was kind of going back and forth and thinking, you know, if I need to get back into that state of gratitude, then somebody else probably does too. And you know, those have been things, gratitude practices and, you know, attitude of gratitude. Those have been things that for me have been kind of a roller coaster throughout life. At one point, you're waking up every day listing five things that you could be grateful for, you are grateful for, to, you know, sometimes you fall into that rut and you're like, you couldn't find those things if you spent all day searching for them. So, I'm excited to talk about this because I think this topic is more powerful now and truly can change your life and the experience that you have on this world more than it ever can. And it's more needed than it ever has been. And I'm excited to kind of dive into some stats and some things behind that support. There's evidence, there's studies, there's physical change, there's neuroscience that all supports a simple act of gratitude will literally change everything for you. So
absolutely. And I know when I listen to other podcasts of high performers, that is one of their top things that they do every day. It's just practice gratitude, because you have to center your focus on what it is, you know, what is it that I am grateful for? So I'm excited to unpack this today.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's amazing how God works, how timing works. As I'm listening to the book I'm listening to yesterday, and we've kind of started to lay out some groundwork for what we're going to talk about today. And the entire 45 minutes of the book that I read yesterday spoke to a thankful mindset and how to get yourself into that state of mind, and when to do that, and why it's so important, and why it's been taught that way for 2,000 years. So it's a big deal. It's a big deal that I think a lot of times gets overlooked. You know, you think these little things don't make a big difference. And I think that can translate from business to physical fitness to our mindset. And mindset's what we're going to talk about today. You know, a grateful mind, a grateful mindset, a grateful outlook. That's what we're looking to achieve. And we want to help you do that. So, Lindsay, I'm going to get the privilege of kind of asking you a lot of these questions, and then I just get to chime in. So first question we want to talk about is how have you actually seen, right? So again, the thought gets overlooked. Yeah. Me sitting down, talking about, writing down, not a big deal. But you, I know, I live with you, I see you, I know how you work, I know your morning routine. How have you seen that grateful mindset of gratitude practice benefit you in the business world?
Well, honestly, David, it's been a game changer because it shifts your perspective, right? It shifts your perspective on, okay, what I don't have to what I do have, right? And so constantly looking for those small wins, because a lot of times they get overlooked, right? They get overlooked. And when you think about being grateful and what that can do for you, it's all about centering, okay, if the first thing I do in the morning is jump on my cell phone and look at, you know, look at the news, look at my feed, look at my social, then I'm not centering myself on things that I'm grateful for. And I've noticed that in the rhythm where I'm doing those things, look, we're all human, right? We all get in these slumps, and I can see I'm not as grateful, where if I set aside that time to really focus in on what I am thankful for and putting that out there, just taking just a couple minutes, and we'll go through those later on in some of the questions, but really focusing in, that can shift everything. That starts your day, because we are in control. We're not in control of our first thought, but we are in control of our second one. And that's really where the practice of gratitude comes into play.
Yeah, and you bring up a toxic topic, really, with comparison and what you said, you know, about social and how that works now in today's world, and the, you know, the struggle that creates for a lot. But that was one of the things. So one of the why is this so important? So I want to kind of just piggyback on where you go with some research, you know, some things that have been polled, Harvard studies, whatnot. One of the whys is that it does shift your perspective. And in today's world, like you just said, it's so easy and it's so nasty to compare yourself constantly to others. And most of that comparison, a lot of times, is easier done through social media. And we know what social media presents us to us.
Yes.
Their best life, you know, and that maybe they may not really be behind the scene what their picture looks like, but you compare to this unrealistic picture. And that is one thing I love. It says it reduces materialism and comparison. So just that simple act of gratitude can take you away from what this world says is winning. And like you said, allow for you to see what you do have, what you don't have. So I love that shift.
And really, if you think about, there was a Matthew McConaughey, and he gave that speech about, you know, chasing himself, right? Not comparing himself to others, but hey, where I am now and where I want to be 10 years from now. And so when you think about comparison, and, you know, really you're just comparing where you were maybe yesterday to 30 days ago. I mean, David, think about where we were 12 years ago in comparison to where we are today. And that is a world of difference. And it seems like a lifetime ago, even though it was only 12 years ago. And we've had our oldest for, what, almost 11 years at this point. And so when you think about that, there is a lot. I've said this before and I'll say it again. Google Photos will remind you of how quickly things go. They just do. I mean, just the other day, I had pictures pop up from last year and I thought our kids looked so grown. And look at them today. They look even older. I mean, it's just a constant reminder of how quickly things change. And so that's why practicing gratitude daily, it can make such an impact, because time does not, it's a thief. It does not slow down.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. And when you're able to show up your best, I think that allows for you to be better. So when you think about why is that going to impact or affect me in the business world or how I show up to produce, and you think that it affects everything. You know, if you're worried about what everybody else is doing, or if you're worried about chasing this dream because that's what makes you look good or feel good, rather than truly feeling good, you're always able to show up better for someone else. And that's always going to be a more profitable state of mind. Lindsay, I wanted to ask you, to you, why you feel, and we've talked about a little bit, but maybe why you feel it's so important to practice this gratitude or live with a grateful mindset.
Well, gratitude, it does change your lens, right? It does change your lens, and it takes it from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset. And so that, for me personally, that is something, you know, David, I've talked about this before, maybe probably about 20 episodes ago, but when we went to that Rachel Hollis conference and she talked about practicing gratitude, because at that point we had two businesses. You were in the call center. I was still out there knocking on doors, growing a team, and we had young children. We had a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. And so for me personally, being a mom, being away from home three nights a week, I really had to focus in on what I was grateful for, because I could really go down the hole of I'm not getting to be there every single night with my kids, and I'm missing out on some of these things. But our vision was bigger. And I'm not saying, hey, this is what everybody needs to do, but our vision was bigger. And I knew that we had a goal and a dream. And I knew in order for us to accomplish that, I personally had to be in the right mindset. And so when I walked away from that conference and she talked about, you know, writing down what you're grateful for day in and day out. And it could be something so small. It could be, hey, I got a green light here, or maybe I got a red light here, and the car in front of me was in a car accident. So I'm talking about small things that, you know, once you start practicing and looking around for things that you're grateful for, it's like a ripple effect. You really start to notice more and more and more. And so maybe it's the fact that I got to be at my son's game, or I got to go to drop my daughter off for dance practice, or I got to have that one-on-one conversation with my 4-year-old, or I had a great conversation with a business partner. So it's just those small things that really have a ripple effect. And looking for those, it will constantly continue to grow.
It changes you, right? Yes. Or, yes. You know, as we were at dinner the other night and you express your thankfulness for me just simply vacuuming the floor at the house.
I did.
You know, it's the small things. It's the small things that change you. Now, we've told stories, if you remember, and you've plugged in before, we had a car stolen out of our garage overnight. And I've told a story about how 30 minutes after our kids at 8 and 6 years old found that out, and we had to get in the car and go to school and live a normal day. And one of the things we did was practice our thankfulness and then I think about the last week when we're driving to basketball and it's 30 minutes down this one road all the way across town. And literally in my head, I'm just super thankful. And I think I even told you about hitting every green light. You know, I was just in the flow, and it's just being thankful for that. And I'm going to ramble for a little bit, because I've got some research here that I think changes your perspective on how these small things really do control and change everything if you buy in and commit to it. So depression, right? Depression and anxiety runs rampant in this world. And if you did not know that, it is costing the global economy $1 trillion every year, right? And this from National Alliance on Mental Illness. So there is $1 trillion spent on anxiety and depression. And one out of every 4 adults in the United States experience these disorders. 25% of our population. So when you think, why would I do that? Why would I commit to this? That is why. I'm not saying that this small gratitude practice is going to allow you to overcome and totally builds you to be somebody different and escape you from maybe a past experience that has brought you where you're at, but it does chip away at the way you experience life. And this is just a list of benefits I want to run through real quick, right? So we talked about how big of a problem what gratitude fights is, and here is why you should just see, right? If my way's not working, why won't I try it? Increase your happiness, reduce stress, anxiety, depression, enhances your resilience, improves your sleep, boosts your self-esteem, creates and fosters positive connection and relationship. It increases empathy towards others. Let me see here. And the biggest thing for me is that it promotes better social behavior, right? So those are just some of the things that you personally are going to experience. But I also want to talk about the science behind it not being a neuroscientist, don't really understand. And that is that there is a science within our brain, and I've heard a lot lately about neuroplasticity and the ability that our brain has to change. And when you practice gratitude, your neuropathways literally will change. Your neuropathways will change to focusing in more on a positive result versus the negative thought that may come after a circumstance like somebody breaking into your house and stealing your car out of the garage, right?
I was thankful they didn't take the dance costumes that I got out. And those were expensive. They had just been rhinestoned. Any of those competitive dancers or cheer moms out there know what I'm talking about.
Yes. And at that point, that was very quick after that happened. And I just remember thinking, wow, she's in a different place than me. She must have been practicing more gratitude on a more regular basis than I was doing at that point in our life. But a couple other notes before we move on. So there is a 23% reduction in your cortisol levels from a group study of the group that practices gratitude versus who does not. 23% reduction. Cortisol is your stress controller. So what that also translates and goes down into is the way that you sleep. We mentioned improving sleep, improving your HRV through your vagus nerve because it activates your vagus nerve. And I'm not a scientist to explain all this stuff to you. I'm just transferring knowledge, right? I've done a lot and I've heard a lot about HRV, and HRV is a key to longevity of life. And if you're telling me that a simple gratitude practice on a daily, regular basis is going to extend my life and allow me to enjoy my life more because I focus in on two or three things every other day of the week, it may be something worth trying. I might be willing to commit to that because we know, and Lindsay, I just want to say this, we know how hard life is. Life is not easy. Business is not easy. Raising kids are not easy. You know, we attended a funeral this past week for a family member or a close friend whose father has been in the hospital for the last 7 months of his life, from cancer to kidney failure to lung issues. I mean, you name it, the last 7 months he's seen it. And I can tell you at that point in your life, when you're focusing in on a regular basis on the things that you do have, it's going to change. It changes the way that you deal with what life presents to you every day. And, you know, we can go on and on and on, and we could, you know, spend hours talking about why this is so important, but everybody knows it. I lived it this week. Life's hard. There's problems, there's adversity.
And I think another portion of that, David, to encourage some of our listeners is be aware of what it is that you're putting in. So if, hey, David, I'm practicing this gratitude, but then I'm also listening to the news every day. And then I'm also on social media for however many hours a day, like that is going to trigger some things with inside of you. When you talk about depression and anxiety, those things are going to skyrocket. So is your cortisol levels when you're inputting some of those things. So my encouragement is be aware of what you're inputting. I mean, I had to shut any type of news off because it just affected me in a different way. Do I still watch it? Maybe once a week. Maybe I'll just be updated through an app, but I'm very conscious about what I put in because I know what that can do. It takes you down a rabbit hole, and we've all been down those rabbit holes. And I just want to encourage you just to be aware of what you're putting into your minds because it has so much power, the power of life and the power of death.
Yeah. And you know, just to second that, again, that book that I talked about that I've been reading, it speaks to those neural pathways. And what goes in creates a pathway in our minds. I don't understand how it works. I just know. And there's proof out there that it does. So it has a bigger, what we think, what we put in ripples it down and affects us in so many different ways. So when we speak out loud and we put in the things that we're thankful for, I love the way somebody said it. I'm looking at it right here. The more you practice the art of thankfulness, the more you have to be thankful for. Doesn't that sound simple?
Sounds so simple.
Yeah, it does. And then life happens, right? And then life breaks and, you know, then it brings you right back to reality. So that's why this is so important. So I wanted to ask you and just go through, we've spoke a lot to the science and the whys and the benefits, but what about how? Like, how do you personally practice gratitude?
So when I was thinking about that, and one of those I've already reviewed, you know, one way is to get a journal or just a piece of paper and write down five things every day. It takes 1 to 2 minutes of what you're grateful for, maybe something that happened the day prior. And as I spoke earlier, that will gradually grow and grow. And the more that you do it, the more consistent it'll be. Another thing, because we have three children, we've got a 10, an 8, and a 4-year-old. Is I know David does this when he takes the kids to school. I typically take them Thursday morning. And so, hey, three things that you're grateful for. And they will just, they typically just reel those things off. Hey, I'm thankful that mom gets to take me to school today. Woo-hoo, mom. And I'm thankful I get to go to school. And, you know, so they typically will, that's something that we as parents, again, it is not easy to raise kids, to instill them to be thankful and grateful. Another thing that I feel can bring gratitude is complimenting someone. I was thinking about that this week. Our daughter is in a dance camp from essentially 10 to 4 every day. There's minimal air conditioning. We are here in Louisville, Kentucky, and the heat index is getting up to 107 today. They made a request to bring fans in today because it was going to be so warm. And there's probably about 130 girls. And just complimenting her, I was working with her on some dance last night, and she did a great double turn, and I complimented her, and she lit up like a Christmas tree. So those small compliments. Complimented my son on one of his leadership approaches when he was dealing with a friend. Complimented my youngest one. We're working on manners with her. My 4-year-old saying thank you when I cut her some strawberries for the fifth time last night. So it's just those small things. And even in business, if you've realized that someone has grown, don't be afraid to shoot them a text or give them a call to say, hey, I've noticed a difference. Like, you're doing so well. You've grown. I'm seeing the change because people need to hear that. We're in a world where we're constantly being inundated with all types of notifications and just simply a human being either texting or giving someone a phone call to let them know how great they're doing, giving them a compliment. Hey, I've noticed you've lost weight. Hey, I've noticed that you've grown in your leadership ability, whatever that is. That goes so much further, because how many times have you complimented someone and they said, I really need to hear that today? How many times? Think about it. And maybe they don't say that to you, but I guarantee they needed to hear that today. So those are just a few ones. And complimenting is, maybe that doesn't necessarily come natural to you. I've really thought about that, David, as far as like maybe how somebody grew up, but just paying someone a compliment, even a stranger, it can go a long
way. No, you're right. And I mean, I was going to share the same thing. And I'm glad you said that, because, you know, we talked about why and it promoting a more social behavior. It's not a natural act for me, but I will say that there's been two cases. Shout out to our president, Glenn Crabtree, who's been on the show before. You guys have met, who called me yesterday morning to compliment me, and it was absolutely needed. Changed the direction and the feeling that I had and I was working with all day yesterday. Same thing for one of our colleagues, Alex Glasscock, who called me over the weekend just to thank us for what it is that we've done. And like you said, everybody needs to hear that at some point. And when you're verbalizing and sharing that with others, the ripple effect, not only for what it does for you for doing it, but what it does for that other person, changes everything. So 100%, it's not my natural style, certainly not a talent, to share how thankful and appreciative I am of what others do for me. But it goes a long way, and sometimes you just have to do the things that you don't want to do. What I want to also say and point out about how to practice gratitude, one thing you didn't mention, Linz, is something I did last night, and that was just went for a run, right? Got 2 miles in, got, you know, 20 minutes to think to myself. There's a lot of people I've heard from that have been taught and mentored by that talk about a gratitude or a prayer walk. And that is also one way to incorporate that, right? If you're not somebody that wants to sit down and write journal three things in the morning, or you don't do that, take that walk, you know, get up, move your body. What was it Rachel said?
When you move your body, you change your mind. And it's so true, because it's funny you said that. I was thinking about that. And during that crazy time called the pandemic, and when my eye would start twitching, I had this right eye that twitched really bad. And I was like, oh my gosh, because, you know, of course we're sitting there watching the news and we can't go outside or do anything. And I would go outside and I would go for a run. And you're exactly right, David. There is another way to do it. And I might run for a while and then walk and just think about what I was grateful for and my health and that I was able to run. And that changes your state of mind. And so there's, as Glenn always says, there's more than one way to skin a cat, and look for a way that's going to benefit you. These are just a few practices that we've done between both of us and that have worked.
Yeah, they do work. They change everything. And the one thing I'll say again, me being me, more of a perfectionist style that doesn't like to make mistakes. One last note that I gathered from the research I did for this topic is, it says, don't overdo it. Right. And for me, that says, don't chastise, don't blame yourself when you don't do it every single day. And you're not just regimented, and you don't have to be perfect, right? So it says some research suggests that writing a gratitude journal occasionally, 1 to 3 times per week, is going to be more beneficial than daily journaling. So there are studies that say doing this 1 to 3 times per week is more effective than doing it every day. And doing being someone that has done it every day, I know that that got difficult. And we used to have to coach people on how to seek things every day that you would be thankful for. And sometimes that may feel like a job more than being realistic with yourself. You don't have to be perfect. But the bottom line is, if you put some effort and intention towards this practice, you will change your life and the way that you do it.
Absolutely.
Friends, I'll let you leave us with any lasting thoughts that you may have towards this, or something you might want to share as you put the bow on our gratitude.
Well, I'm actually going to leave with a quote, David. It was actually from Miss Elle Woods from Legally Blonde. It's something that me and a girlfriend used to rehearse back in our college days. And it actually ties in perfectly with gratitude and exercise. And so exercise gives you endorphins, and endorphins make you happy. And happy people just don't shoot their husband. They just don't. So
okay. I'll make sure you keep up on that.
But again, so endorphin. Endorphins make you happy, and you are running in gratitude and laughter. I love to laugh. I'd rather laugh than cry. And sometimes, instead of crying, because crying doesn't do any good, you just got to laugh and continue to move on. So,
ain't that right? So there's your science education today from your local insurance professional. We appreciate you being here. As always, like, subscribe, share, reach out. We're here if you need us. Thanks for being here.
David and Lindsay Curry are focused on high-performance coaching and sales and service. Reach out today at 502-314-2789 or visit hype.financial. That's hype.financial to learn more. Thanks for listening to the Hype Leadership Podcast.